Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today on the podcast, we catch up with Kelly Carter, CFO at Ingram Micro Canada, to find out what the financing priorities of the distributor are today. You may recall we talked to Carter in the first months of the pandemic last year when job one was extending credit so solution providers could get gear into VAR's hands so they could help their customers often madcap switches to working from home. And more than a year into the pandemic, things have at once changed and not changed. No, there's no mad dash to get laptops and monitors and printers and the rest like last year, but there's still the ongoing switch to cloud and as a service and other trends that mean recurring revenue and financing options for partners are there and that present opportunities and challenges that come along with them. We'll get an update on the big trends that Ingram sees driving the market, and of course, how the distributor's priorities are shifting as a result. We'll talk about big investments in SMB and in the advanced solutions business, and of course, we'll talk about the increasingly important role of financial creativity, of the legal kind, of course, plays as customers look for monthly payment options on as much of their IT environments as possible, and not entirely coincidentally, as many solution providers are looking to a promising future of recurring revenues. We'll get examples of how Ingram Micro is helping solution providers, vendors, and customers alike find financial terms that meet all of their needs and wants, and we'll talk about the kind of growth they've seen and why Carter thinks there's still plenty of room for solution providers to do more with creative financing. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Kelly Carter. Kelly, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate you joining us for the podcast once again.
I'm glad to be here.
Wanted to, last time we chatted, we kind of got into the pandemic response, as it were, as we did in so many different fronts, of the financing side of distribution. Wanted to kind of revisit that and see what's top of mind right now. But maybe before we get too deep divey into that, maybe you can kind of give us an update on kind of what Ingram is seeing writ large in terms of trends and things that are driving the business. And I think that'll sort of help inform, you know, what financing is doing, obviously, behind that to support that.
Yes. Well, we're still seeing a lot of growth in the business. So definitely the pandemic put a pause button on everything for the moment, but we continue to see a lot of growth. And we are making some investments in two key areas that we think are going to be really important growth areas for us and our partners in the future. And one of those is SMB and our SMB business. And the other is our advanced solutions business. So we have new leaders in both areas and they're busy building out their teams right now. And, you know, just to give you a little color on what we're seeing in those areas, in SMB last year, we saw 35% year-over-year growth in total from that base, which is amazing when you consider the challenging year in the pandemic. Yeah, and we had some customers that more than doubled their business. So we're definitely seeing a growth there. It definitely will depend on the type of partner and what verticals they're in, but there's a lot of growth and we want to make sure that we're supporting that growth. Mm-hmm. It's a very important base, not only to Ingram, but to our vendor partners as well. And then in our advanced solution space, we've really increased our breadth of vendor lines that we're carrying. You may have seen a lot of announcements we've made about the investments we're making in our partner success in cloud. So we have some new leadership in our cloud business that really understands the customer challenges in developing a cloud business, as well as some of the challenges that we've had in, you know, managing our own cloud business. And they've made significant investments in improving that and providing support to partners. And then technical resources. We're really investing in technical resources that can help our partners practice build in areas such as cybersecurity and IoT that are really growing areas for the future, now and the future.
Great to hear, especially, you know, given the nature of the Canadian market, great to hear that, especially on the SMB front, as you know, as repeated so often, we are a nation of SMB. And I know
Advanced and cloud have been a special place for Ingram for a number of years now. So
yeah,
good to hear those details coming out. Can you talk maybe a little bit about what you guys are doing to support that growth and to meet the challenges that partners are facing in those areas and in other important areas?
Yeah. Well, we're investing a lot in partner education. So we're doing that through webinars, through workshops, bringing in, as I said, those technical resources who can get in there deep with a partner and help them to practice build. And then our financing solutions are our key. So, you know, I'm sure you've seen that as the business has shifted to a recurring revenue model, and customers are wanting to not pay up front for investments in technology anymore. They want a predictable payment, monthly payment, and the ability to refresh. And so all those things that, you know, traditionally people talked about with leasing, it's very real now from an end customer perspective. They're looking for that monthly payment option. And that's putting a lot of pressure on our partners, traditional VARs that were used to making a sale, getting all their profit up front on that sale. And now they're structuring contracts, whether it's their own services contract or it's the way the vendors structured the solution, that they're getting paid little bits of profit over many, many months. And at that same time, their upfront investment is increased. So as they're shifting to this model, they're not only having to pay their sales commissions upfront, generally, most of them continue to do that, but they're investing in people and technology to drive those new solutions. And oftentimes they're having to own the technology. So it's really created a cash challenge for those traditional VARs. And then when you're looking at an MSP who's always had that cash flow model, they're very challenged now as well, because they're trying to scale very quickly. Everyone wants to lock in that recurring revenue. And so that's created challenges they didn't have in the past. And they're also being asked to sell traditional technology solutions now from their end customers who want that one stop shop to buy all of their technology. And, you know, some of it still is traditional purchase. Mm-hmm. So that's also putting pressure on them. So we're seeing that there's a shift that's requiring the distributor to step in and really create that bridge between the vendor, the partner, the end customer, and make sure that everyone in the channel stays healthy.
And one of the favorite things I heard, this was back kind of in the earlier days of transitioning toward managed services, kind of the idea that I heard from an MSP that, you know what, when you make this transition to recurring revenues, year two looks great. Year three looks even better. Yeah. The problem is years one and year two exist on the way there. And that's kind of where you all step in to help ease that pain. Can you talk about kind of how some of the offerings that you're doing both for, you know, folks coming at this kind of hybrid model of IT from both sides of the equation, helping them sort of solve those pain points that you identified there?
Sure. I'll just talk about some of the things that we're doing overall in our financing portfolio. So,
please.
You know, starting with just traditional credit, one of the things that we're doing is being very proactive in increasing credit lines for customers that are growing. So as we see a customer is using more of their credit capacity, we're staying ahead of that and then putting line increases in place for tomorrow's growth. So they're not worried about, I'm going to, you know, run out of credit capacity at Ingram and it's going to inhibit my growth. We're staying ahead of it and monthly looking at those customers and being very proactive in growing their lines. So that's been very helpful to a lot of, especially SMB customers, but we do that across the board, try and set credit lines for growth. And then we have our Direct Express program, which is a working capital solution that provides credit capacity based on the end user's credit profile and the terms that our customer's offering that end user, or maybe that the end user's demanding of them. So that helps by putting a lot of their business on that solution. That, again, keeps our customer healthier from a working capital and cash flow standpoint, which helps not only in traditional business, but also helps if they're shifting to a recurring revenue model. And the same thing with traditional leasing. So if you look at a traditional lease, the more you can offer a lease on a technology purchase, the better off you are as a reseller partner, because you're getting your money front. You don't have that credit risk. It's keeping your cash flow healthy. So we've got our leasing solutions are structured to make it easy to be part of the sale. So we have leasing quoting that's integrated into our partners' quoting system, so they don't have to go to a separate, you know, finance partner site or somewhere else to get that lease quote. It's built right into their system so that every time their sales team's offering a quote to an end customer, it's got that buy or finance quote right on there. And we find that that drives a lot of additional financing in a partner's business. So it's, you know, when I was talking to CFOs that wanted to do more leasing because they knew it was good for their own cash flow model and balance sheet, the challenge was always building it into their sales process and their sales team being concerned it slowed it down. So our leasing solutions are really structured to not do that, to make it easy. As I said, integrate into the quoting process. Yeah. We handle all the heavy lifting on the back end, so it's very easy for them. And then we have our as a service offerings that really support that move to a new model. So, you know, the end partner wants that one monthly payment for the full solution, both the technology that they're getting, as well as that our partners support of that in the monthly managed services of that solution. And so we've got a couple ways partners can do that. They can structure it as they are the obligor on the lease. So if they want to take that on and have their customer just sign their services contract and they then match the lease payment to that services contract so that it's paying their lease payment, essentially. We can structure it that way, or even better, we can structure it so their end customers financing the entire solution. So they're financing both the technology and the monthly managed services as well. They get that one bill, one solution, and then we pass that managed service, monthly managed service fee back to the partner each month. We also have solutions where we can finance just the contract. So there's not even any actual tie-in to the equipment. We are just financing their AR on that services contract. So lots of different ways they can do it. What we say is give us a call, tell us upfront what you're trying to do, what you're trying to structure with your end partner, and then we'll help you determine what's the best way to structure it. I think, you know, our motto is we're going to have a solution for anything. So you're a partner, bring us your problem, what you're trying to solve for, and we'll help you find the best solution for that. And then I think, you know, the last thing that really differentiates us is just that ability to create custom solutions. So we do a lot of this off of our own balance sheet. So we don't have some of the challenges that might come in play from a traditional finance partner. So we can be that bridge. I can give you an example if you want.
Please. Yeah.
Okay. So we've... for instance, you have a vendor who wants to be paid, let's say, in 3 years for a solution, and they want three annual payments, with the first year payment being, you know, significant, the second, third year, smaller amount. We had an end partner who wanted to be paying five payments over 4 years, and it was backloaded. So big difference in the end user expectation and what the vendor's looking for. So we were able to come in, step in the middle. We paid the vendor in the terms that they wanted to be paid. We provided our partner a solution to pass on to their end customer that gave them the payments that they wanted. And we, obviously there's some financing cost involved in that when we're fronting that money, but we all work together to share that cost generally. A lot of times the vendor is willing to support that cost. So we have a lot of arrangements with vendors where we have a program where they're financing those type of costs all the time, or on a one-off deal, they'll finance it. So it works very well. And again, it comes back to whether it's the vendor OEM partner or it's our reseller partner that's trying to structure something unusual. We're very open to that. In fact, we love doing it. It's really challenging and exciting. And so, you know, bring us our message to our partners is bring us anything and let us figure out the best way that we can structure it for you.
Yeah, it's a sentiment I've heard from you and from your peers on the financing side at Ingram is that, you know, no partner should be walking away from any deal of any nature because you can't figure out the terms or conditions to make it work. Where there's a will, there's a way, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That is our message.
All right. All of these are, you know, areas that I think different partners can use in different ways. And are you seeing what kind of usage are you seeing? Is this sort of a fully realized opportunity in the partner channel now, or are there still places where you think more partners could be or should be getting involved and thinking more creatively to forward their businesses?
Well, definitely there's plenty of room for partners to think about it more and be more creative. But I will tell you, we've seen tremendous traction on it in Canada. You know, I started mm-hmm. talking about this in Canada last year, right around the time COVID was hitting. And as I said, I think everything went into pause for a few months. Although we did do some creative things there early on, I think we were mostly focused at that time on making sure there was credit capacity and flexible yeah. terms. So we, you know, traditionally our customers have 30-day terms, some maybe a little longer in different scenarios, but we were very flexible on payment terms during that period. We waived our mm-hmm. interest charges, and I would say our partners rewarded us for that. We did not have any significant issues. You know, they took advantage of longer payment terms, but only where they needed to. Mm-hmm. They continued to grow with us, so that was a decision we made that I was very happy we made it. It really worked for us and the partners. And, but then as we got into the latter part of the year, and now especially early this year, we're seeing tremendous traction with a lot of these other solutions that I just spoke to you about. So the leasing options and the as a service options, that's where all my conversations are now. That's where we're definitely seeing the growth. But again, when you look at the number of partners who are utilizing those options compared to, you know, our entire base, there's a lot of opportunity. And when I talk to partners, it again, they all know they should be doing it, but it's a lot of them just aren't taking the time. So I would encourage people to give us a call or attend one of our webinars and let us just help you through it and make it part of your go-to-market process.
And I imagine it's one of those things that once you start building that muscle memory, it becomes much more part of the mindset when a new solution for a customer comes to offer. You start thinking about these things earlier in the process, and that's got to drive better results for all involved.
Yes, exactly. In fact, we've got, you know, several partners out there in both the US business and now in the Canadian business who mm-hmm. talked about that, how once they did build that into their process, they were amazed by the repeat deals that they then were getting under those solutions and the growth that it drove in their business. So when I talked about how SMB partners, you know, some of our partners doubled their business mm-hmm. last year, a lot of them were using those different types of solutions. And, you know, we hear from partners when they offer their end customer different payment solutions, it really drives that stickiness with that customer. They see them yep. more as an overall solution provider. And, mm-hmm. you know, they may not always use them, but they do more business with them overall. They're not losing deals to someone else because their partner knows that they're going to be there for them, whatever they need. And then our partner knows Ingram will be there to back that up.
So we've talked a bit about kind of where things have been and where they are right now for the financing team and what you're focused on. Can you maybe share a little bit of sort of what the plan is and what you guys are focusing on for the balance of the year and kind of what partners can expect from Ingram on the financing side?
Certainly. We have definitely will continue with our proactive credit approach. So you'll could see a continuation of that. On the other types of financing offerings I talked about, our as a service offerings are really a focus because that is where our partners are going to need to focus to be successful in the future. And, you know, as we talked about the challenges of moving to a recurring revenue model, although it's a short-term challenge, it is a long-term benefit. So I'm always telling partners that that's how you build the value in your business. If you want to build overtime value, having those locked in recurring revenue mm-hmm. contracts is how you do that. So you will see us investing in more partner workshops this next year. We're bringing in a consultant who's helped companies shift to this model and build that into their practice. So you'll see workshops available on that where partners can really get in deep and we can help them make those changes. And as well as on the technical side too. So, you know, I'm talking about financing right now, but we'll be doing that on the technical side as well. And also another thing that we're really focused on trying to master is a consumption model. So everyone's doing a little bit of version of that. Some of the vendors with more success. Yeah. And so that's a big focus of mine is how do we really crack the code on consumption model? And I think the distributor like Ingram plays an important role because the vendors all are creating their own programs, but they're very vendor specific programs. Whereas our partners, they're selling a full solution, right? Might have several vendors involved in that solution. So we're trying to figure out how we Ingram can play that role. And I can tell you there's a lot going on behind the scenes to help us figure that out. But that is something that we know is needed by our partners that we hope by the end of the year to have something really, I guess, scalable. You know, right now we structured some custom consumption model solutions, but we want to have repeatability, really be scalable. Yes.
Right. All right. So if partners have heard this and thinking, you know, I got stuff I need to think through. I got customers who are asking me to go in new directions. Who should they contact? How should they move forward with Ingram?
Well, there's a few different things they can do. They can contact their regular sales representative who can get them in touch with the financial solutions organizations, or they can contact financial solutions directly. So we hired someone in this past year, David Wilson, to focus completely on helping partners get set up with these financing solutions. And David's fantastic. He works very closely with both the sales team and our credit analyst. So they can also contact their credit analyst. A lot of them know that person very well. And they will help them get in touch with David. And David isn't the only person who can walk them through this. Any of those people can help them facilitate a deal. But if they're looking at something very custom or looking at how they integrate into their system, David Wilson is the person to contact. So we have information on our website. If they look up financial solutions on our website, they'll see the email information to contact our financial solutions team. But like I said, their sales rep or their normal credit rep, anyone can get them in touch with the appropriate people.
All right. Lots going on. Lots of exciting new directions. Kelly, thanks again for taking the time to chat today.
Thank you.
So there you have it. A look at the role of financing and distribution in 2021 with Ingram Micro's Kelly Carter. I'd like to thank Kelly for joining us for the podcast, thank Ingram Micro Canada for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we dive into the next generation of the 911 service with Avaya Canada's Brian Silverstone. We'll talk about the state of the current 911 systems in this country, what's coming next, and when it's coming, and perhaps most importantly, where you might be able to find opportunity in helping 911 operators make the big changes that are on their way. Between now and then, we would invite you to subscribe or follow the podcast in your podcast app of choice. And if you should feel so inclined, do please leave us a kind review and a rating. We'd really appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.